We are in Daf, Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis. And just to get into the swing of the sugya, let us just go back to the Machlokes Cheskiah and Rabbi Yochanan. Just learn the Gemara. In the Mishnah it says, Kupe Shehi Meleya Peiret, Nesona Ala Skoifa Chitzoyne, you have a kupe that is full of peiret, and they put it Ala Skoifa Chitzoyne, which is a Rishus HaRabim. He took out a kupe from a Rishus HaYochid and put into the Rishus HaRabim. Af al pi sheroiv peiros mi bachut, roiv of the peiros were taken out from the Rishus HaYochid and are now in Rishus HaRabim. Potter at sheyeitzi is called a kupe. He is potter till he will take out the complete kupe. Zog de Gemara, Omar Cheskiye, lo ishanu elo bekupe meleyo kishuyi mediluyim. The Mishnah is speaking about a kupe that is molei kishuyi mediluyim. These are peiros aruchos. So memele, if you did not take out the whole kupe, so a chelik of the peiri is still in meugit to the rishus hayochid. So that is not considered a hitzo. Avo meleyo chardul. But if the kupe is molei garinim of chardel, so the garinim which were taken out, before they were in the Rishus HaYoch, and now they are in the Rishus HaRam, hi. That's what Cheskiah says. Alme kesovar agad kli loish me agad. Even though the keli, which the garinei achardel are in, was not completely taken out of the Rishus HaYoch, but the clay, the keli is not ma'aged the dvorim animtzoyim b'seicha keli. Whatever was taken out, was taken out. So it doesn't matter that the keli is still in the Rishus HaYochid. The Rabbi Yochanan Omar afilu meleya chardul potel. Rabbi Yochanan holds that even if the keli is molei chardul, it is also potel. Why? Either chardul that was taken out is completely in the Rishus HaRabim. Alma Kosova, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Agat Kli Shmei Agat. Rabbi Yochanan holds that since this finds itself in a Keli, and the Keli was not completely taken out, so it is considered that the Dvorim Anim Tzoyim Besoicha Keli are also considered Mu'ugid to the Rishus where the Keli still finds itself. Omar Rab Zeire, Masnisin, the Mishnah, the Loike Cheskiya Daike, the Loike Rabbi Yochanan Daike. When we're medayik the lashon of the Mishnah, it is not like Cheskiah that holds agad kli loy shmei agad, and it is not like Rabbi Yochanan that holds agad kli shmei agad. Ke Cheskiah loy daike diktoni, the seif of the Mishnah that says he is only chayiv ad sheyoytzi es kol akupe. He's only chayiv when he took out the complete kupe. So the Tanna spoke about the keli. Taime the chola kupe. You only chayev if the whole kupe was taken out. Ha kol ha peiris. But what if the peiris were taken out and the kupe is still inside the Rishus HaYochid? Potter. Alma kasovar agat kli shmei agat. So we see from the seif of the Mishnah, if the seif says the only time he will be chayev if the whole kupa was taken out, so we see that the Tanna holds agat kli shmei agat. Ki Rabbi Yochanan loy daike, the Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yochanan. The Ktoni, we learned before, af al pi sheroiv peiros bachutz, even though roiv of the peiros are bachutz, af al pi ken you are potter. Taimo, the roiv peiros. If roiv peiros are mi bachutz, but a chelik of the peiros are still mibifnim, so then he is potter. Abavaystois are called peiros, but if all the peiros are bachutz, and the Tan is only worried about the peiros, av al gav dagide kupe migavoi, the keli is still meugid in the Rishus HaYochid chayim. Alma kosova agat kli loishme agat. So we see from the reisha that the Tanna holds, he doesn't consider bechlal the matzev of the keli. He says he's potter when roif peiros were taken out. But it would seem if kol peiros were taken out, that he'd be chayev. So vayistay sheyod agat kli loishme agat. So we hear Emerson stira dikid the yukim from the Mishnah. From the vote of Roy Peres Weistois, the criteria is that all the Peres have to be taken out. It doesn't matter the matzav of the keli. From the safe of the Mishnah, it says, Ache yoitzi es kol akupe, it would see that he's only chayim if the keli was also taken out. Frekti gemor of elakashe, so it's takishver, the Mishnah alone is shver. So the Gemara says, Cheskia metaris letaimei, Cheskia that holds agav kli loishmei agav will be metaris letaimei, Rabbi Yechanan metaris letaimei. Cheskia metaris letaimei, ad she yoitzi es kol akupim. That's what the Mishnah says, that she yoitzi es kol hakupe, which would seem that you're only chayim if the kupe was taken out. It would seem from Rashi that the kishuim edluyim, the length of the kishuim edluyim, were laying on the width of the keli. It seems they were resting on top of the doifen of the keli. So memele, you are not chayiv until you take out the whole kupa, because if the whole kupa is not taken out, you did not take out all the kishuim edluyim. Avol meleya chardu, but what is if it is meleya chardu? Nasa kemisha haitzi es kol hakupe v'chayv. So then it is equivalent to the saving that you took out the whole kupa, because the whole purpose of taking out the whole kupa is to take out the whole peiri. So by chaldol, which automatically you take out the whole peiri, whatever comes out, so mamela you'll be chayv. So cheskia holds that the Mishnah holds agat kli loishmei agat. Rav Yochanan mitaritz letaimei. Rav Yochanan that holds agat kli shmei agat. He'll say pshat in the Mishnah letaimei. Af al pi sheroiv peiris bachutz. Even though roiv peiris are bachutz, you're potter. V'loi roiv peiris bulvad afilu kol peiris potter. The Mishnah is going loi zuavsu. Nishna roiv peiris afilu kol peiris, you're also potter. You're only chayiv if the kupa was also taken out. Meisve, frek de gemara akash. Hamoitzi kupas horoichlem. If a person takes out kupas horoichlem, normally there were small baskets in this kupa of psomim. Unisano ala skufa achitzoin, and he put it on the skufa achitzoinu, which is the reshus haram. Af al pi she roiv minin bachutz, even though roiv of the minim, which find themselves in this kupa bachutz, and again the Gemara held there were small baskets of different minim, and roiv of the minim are bachutz, toter at she yoitzi es kol hakupe. But since these minim find themselves in one big kupa, so he's only chayiv till he takes out the whole kupa. Kosalke daitoch, the Gemara held in the Havamina b'tzchori, that there are small bundles of ground psamim, and that's what the Berais is telling us. Af al pi sheroiv minim bechutz, most of the bundles were taken out. Aval Pikain, you are potter. He's potter at Sheyoitzi Eskol Hakupe. Is Kasha Lechiskiye, it's a Kasha on Chiskiye, because according to Chiskiye, he holds Agat Kli Loishmei Agat. So why isn't he Chayiv on the bundles of Psomim which were taken out of it? Omaloch Chiskiye, Ochebe Mayaskinen Beulnesi. This kupas haroichlem is not speaking about ground psamim; it is speaking about long pieces of psamim. So memele, so you're not chayiv till, and the long pieces are the whole length of the kupah. So memele, you're not chayiv till you take out the whole kupah. Let us see Rashi, roichlem. Roichlem, Rashi says, moichei psamim. Kasalke daitach bitzrori, the Gemara held in the having speaking about bundles, shahoya ba tzrer shel psamim shchukim, was a bundles of ground psamim, the chi avke le mitzas kupa, when you took out a part of the kupa, Nafik bahu bahi pulte. So with this part that came out, kamitz roiris kula. So they came out complete bundles. Uketoni potter alma agat klish me agat. So we see agat klish me agat, not like cheskia. So the Gemara answered beunasi agudais shoroshim aruchim. It is not speaking about ground psalmim. It is speaking about long bundles of shoroshim. Oikona, oikilufe, shalkinomain, shehein aruchim. So memela, so therefore you are not chayiv till you take out the whole kupe, because calls me don't take out the whole kupe. You did not make a maisa itzor on the dvorim anim tzoim bekupe, because it's speaking about long shoroshim of psalmim. Kostalke daitach betzrori, kasha lechizki, zoktais viz, ba'alimo leimi masnissen. Why didn't, the Mishnah also it says that avopi sheroiv peiris mi bachut, in chizki elohim shata peiris are speaking about kishuim idluim, it's speaking about large peiris. So memele, so just like chizki elohim shata in the Mishnah are speaking about large peiris, So the teretz of Chizki is poshet. It's almost he's speaking about large pieces of psamim. So Taisva says, "Valim olay mi masnisin mishum destam kupes haroich lemisbeit zrori." What's the peiris in the Mishnah is debatable. It could be speaking about chalv, it could be speaking about kedushim and kishuim and deluyim. But roichlem normally have ground psamim. V'chein mashman is another raya. Midiktani ubo minim harbe. There are many minim. Now, why did the Tana tell us there were many minim? Lamayin afkemine. So if it is small bundles, so that's good for what he wants to tell us. He wants to tell us that there are many minim, and some of the minim are already taken out, va'af alpike in your potter, because the kupe still remains in the Rishus Hayoch. But if you say that it's speaking about long pieces, long shiroshim of psamim, so what's geit miron that there's many minim? What is this interessant? It's l'gabi the halacha, it's loy malo loy meirit. Mishani beunasi. Even though we have these two diyukim, stam kupas roichem is by tzrori. I mean, we have this minim harbe, beunasi. Uba minim habe, and there's different types of minim of long shoshim, like Ashi said, klufa, kone. Uba minim habe, yuche de milsen nokat. That enchaname, legabi, the halachish aboy, it's loy malav, loy meirid. Bechol aminim aruchim. It is taka meirid ikedik, why the Tana had to tell us this, that it's bo minim habe, if it's mamish loy malav, it's a lemala lemeirit. Yeah. Emerson, we don't have the skills there between you and me. It says afal pi sheroiv minin bachut. The mashal has the skills. So bo minim harbe. The way that we have the girsa bechlal, it's not to gefelach heistus. Avol pi sheroiv minim bachutz. This is tais v'sagirsa. We don't even have this girsa. Mosiv Ravivi Barabaya. Hagoinev kis b'shabbos. A person stole on Shabbos. Chayev. So he's chayev. So he did two things. He's a ganev. And he's also a Mechal Shabbos. So he's Chayiv, the Chiyuv Ignevim, he's Mechuyiv to pay for that he stole, Shekvar Nischayiv B'Gneve, Koidim Sheyovei Lidei Yisr Shabbos. The Chiyuv Gneve came about before the Yisr Shabbos. Let us see in Rashi. Hagoinev Kis B'Shabbos, Chayiv B'Tashlumen, he's Chayiv to pay. V'av al pi shen nidoin benafsha, he's chayiv misol, so he's a machalul Shabbos. He took the kiss from a reshus ayach to a reshus aram. Shekvar nischayiv b'gnei v'vishosh ikbiya kiss b'beis habaylam. When he lifted up the keys, bebeis abaylim, so he became a ganav already. A ganav is koine b'kinyan agbo. So the minute he picked it up with an intent to be koine, so he became a ganav. When he took it out into the rishus harabim, so then he became a mechalo shabbos. So therefore, he's chayiv with a shlum egneve, shekvan is chayiv b'gneve, koinem shayove lidei yisr shabbos. But if he didn't pick it up, it was a heavy kiss. So he was schlepping out this kiss, he was schlepping it out from a rishus hayochid to a rishus harabim potel. So then he is potel to pay for the gneiva. Why? Shrei iser gneiva v'iser shabbos boim ke'echot. That he becomes a ganef in the mechalo shabbos b'basach. Let us see what Rashi says. Poto mitashlumim. In this case, when he schlepped it out, he's poto to pay. Shrei iser Shabbos. Yisegneve boim kachas. Ubiksubis porich, the Gemara asks, what is it speaking about? How is it speaking? Ida afke l'rishus harabim. If he took it out from a rishus hayoche to the rishus harabim, yisegneve leke. So he does not become a ganav. Because the klal is, in order to become a ganav, you have to make a maisa kinyan. And the kinyan of greire is the kinyan of meshiche. And meshiche is not koine b'rshus harabim. Meshiche is only koine besimte. Besimte is a mokain that a person has rishus to keep his chafetzim. So by schlepping it into a simte, that is a maisa kinyan. But schlepping into rishus harabim, which is not a mokim of anochas chafeitzim, so you are not koine. So the Gemara Ksubis asks, either afke l'rishus harabim isegnei v'leke, so he's not a ganav. The rishus harabim lav mokim kniyu. Umuki lo, so the Gemara Ksubis has two eights. Either one eight's a betzidei rishus harabim, that means a simte, and it's going according to the Tana we had in the first page that Lagabi Shabbos, Sidi Rishus Harabim also is a loch of Rishus Harabim, even though it's not a mokeim hiloch Harabim, but since sometimes they, when it's dochik to Rishus Harabim, they walk in, so Mamel that also is a din of Rishus Harabim Lagabi Shabbos. Inami, Shetzirif Yodoi Lamato Migimol Vikiblo. It is speaking about that he was schlepping the kiss into, from he schlepping it out from the house into the Rishus Harabim, and he put his hand Lamata Megimel, so the hand is Lamata Megimel, so it's called the Hanoche, and it fell into his hand, so Memele, so he is Kaina, we'll see in Rashi, he's Kaina with Kinyan Hagbo, and so that's the Kinyan, and also when it rests in his hand, and his hand is Lamata Megimel, so it's considered there was a Hanoche of Rishus Harabim. So Memele, that is pshat in the second halacha. If he's schlepping out the kiss, potter, so then he's potter mitashlumim. Shrei iser gneve, iser shabbos boin keechot. Because he became bebasachas, a mechalo shabbos, and a ganev bebasachas, and we have a klal, kimlei bederabim inei, that since he became a chuyev, a chiyev misa, so the chiyev misa patas from the chiyev tashlumim. If you will say that the chafeitzim which are in the keli, and the keli was not completely taken out from the rishus hayochid, so that makes that the chafeitzim in the keli are also considered mu'ugit to the rishus hayochid. We're asking a question, Rabbi Yochanan, Misal Kedaitach Agat Kli Shmei Agat. So we have to imagine, so he's slowly schlepping out the keys from the Rishus Hayochet to the Rishus Harab. Now, so when he's schlepping it out, so the keys starts falling into his hand, so a chelik of the keys is in his hand, a chelik of the keys is still in the Rishus Hayochet, and the money in the keys, so the money that is in his hand, he was l'chayre kaina al tzagbo. The kiss l'maise did not come out yet from the rishus hayochid. So the isal kedaitach agat kli shmei agat, kodem le'iser gneve le'iser shabbos. So it comes out He became a ganef before he became a mechalel Shabbos. It's not considered that the money came out yet for Rishus Aram, since it is finds itself in the keli, which is mu'ugit to the Rishus Ayoch. So this is a kashe on Rabbi Yochanan. Let us see Rashi. Kodem la'isa gneiva la'isa Shabbos, the kivin shehitziyoi miktsosai. He took out a chelik of the keli, a kalik of the kis, kone kol hamois. So all the money in the kis, which is in his hand, shemi bachutz, kone kol hamois shemi bachutz, sheyocha laitziyoi derech piv, that he can take out from the keli derech piv. Why Rashi has to say this, we'll see in the Gemara in 1 minute, why it is that way. But the money that fell into his hand, it's still in the kis, but he could take it out from the pia kis, so he was kind of that money already. Ula inyan Shabbos mifta, abalagabi, the chiyav of Shabbos is potter. Dagi de bei Rishus Hayochid aidea keili, it is still mu'ugit to the Rishus Hayochid because of the kiss. So that is the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara says, I da afkei derech piv ochinami. If it would be speaking about that he took out the keili, he took out the kiss, and the Pi hakis, the opening of the kiss, is towards the Rishus Aram. So that means when he took out the kiss halfway, he could now, the kalim, the madbeis, which are now in his hand, he could very easily take them out from the pi hakis. So memele, so then he would be kaine the mois right away. And then you have a meire de kikashe. So the chiyem gneve came before the Chiyuv Shabbos. But Hoche b'mayis kinen da afkei derech shulam. It is speaking about he schlepped the kiss backward. So memele, when half of the kiss came out, so the half that came out, the back of the kiss came out. So even though the money is in his hands, but since he cannot extract the money from the kiss till the whole kiss will come out, so he wasn't kind of the money. The Ramban explains why is it necessary that he should be able to take out the money from the kiss. So the Ramban explains as follows, because we have to understand the kiss, he was not kaine. The kiss is, he did not make a meshicha on the kiss, because it's still Bershus Hayochid. So Memela, this falls into the category of meshicha Bershus Moicha, Bekelov Shel Moicha, Hagba Bekelov Shel Moicha. So we have to understand that the Matbeis, even though he made a kinyan on the matbeis, but the matbeis are still bekeil of shel nignav. He didn't steal yet the keili. The keili is still the keili of the nignavs. So memele, so if he can get it out of this keili, so it's considered it got out of the rishus of the nignav. But if he can't get it out, so it's still considered bushus on nignav. So he did not become a ganev on the matbeis. So the Gemara says, Einoch enami, if he had schlepped out the kiss, derech piv, yeva moira dikekashe. Now here it is speaking about derech shulo. He took it out backwards. Zogt Rashi, vikimen de loimotza le mishkol, since he cannot extract the matbeis from the kiss, loikoni bahagvo osoi. So he wasn't kind of the matbeis with his agvo. That's how the Ramban explains the Gemara. Agav ulche, we just have to know there is a problem over here that Rashi in Ksubis asks that the emesin, the klal is that hagbo, you have to lift it up 3 tvachim in order to be kainot. This less than 3 tvachim, it's not called the hagbo, it's called, you say, lovod, it's I didn't do anything. So there's a problem over here that lemaise, but in order to be considered munach b'shus harabim, it has to be toich gimel. That's what Rashi says. The Gemara in Subis says it's Teich Gimel. So Rashi, and here Rashi says, Klal, that the king is Alts Hagbo. So Lechaire is Kan Shoyel Aben, and Rashi asks the Kasha in Subis. Rashi asks, why is it considered a Hagbo? Lemaise, it is Lemata Mi Gimel. So why is it considered a Hagbo? So Rashi says, the chihechi, the le'inyin Shabbos choshev mokeim, le'inyin mikne nami choshev mokeim, Lemikni ki'ilu higbiyoi lemailo migimu. And let us try to explain this Rashi for 2 minutes. That Rashi means to, let, before we'll go to what Rashi answers, let us first try to be masbir, what is kinyan hagbo? Kinyan hagbo, there's a big machloikis achroinim what the lomdus of kinyan hagbo is. But the Sma and the Yad Rama says that the gever of kinyan hagbo is hachnosel rishus. Just like there's a kinyan chotzer. So memele, if something enters, well, I'm being magbiyah something, so it's in my rishus, even though it's sticking out of my hand, but al kaponim, it's in my rishus, in my control, so it is considered ki'ilu nichnas l'rishusi, and therefore I am koine. That is the gather of kinyan agbo. But, if it is toich gimel, so like it becomes bottle for the rishus, that's why you have to magbiyah at least gimel tvochem. So Rashi says, that means we have a problem in the Dalet al Dalet. So Lagabi Chiyuve Shabbos, it is considered a Mokim Bifnei Atzmo. It has its own Chashivis. So Memele is Linyin Mikne Nami Choshev Mokim. Lemikne Keilu Legbiela Maila Migimel. That means it would be Bigbiela Maila Migimel. It would be considered a Rishus Shaloi. It's not bottled to the Kalkin. Now the whole problem is, since it's Lamata Migimel, it's not considered his Rishus. But since Migu, Legabi Shabbos, it is considered a Mokim Bifnei Atzmoi. Because the Yodi Shalodom is Mechshev Kedalad Al Dalad, so Memele is considered a Mokim Legabi Kinyan. That's what Rashi in Ksubis answers. So Memele, we solved the problem. It is speaking about, he took it out derech shulov, so the matbeis, which are in his hand, since it is impossible for him to extract them from the kis, basher usham, till he takes out the whole kis, so he wasn't kaine. So memele is only kaine when the whole kis comes out. When the whole kis comes out, so memele, so it's the chi of Shabbos and the chi of Neve are boim bebasach. Fretige more voika mokim chelmo. I feel you take it out backwards, but you can extract the money through the seams. Look at Rashi. Haike mokim chelmo, mokim atfire. Sheyochel likroya lahoitzi. You could tear the seams and take out the money, even though you took it out from the back. Tell me shuldurik my boy varoitiv shani oir de cholim. The iboi mavkile. If he wants, he can tear the seams. Vishokel, and he'll take it out. Let us see Taisvis. The iboi mavkile. So Taisvis nira lari, shekisin shalahem lahoyot furais bechoizik. It was a very weak seam. Kemboi shalonu, not like ours. Lochipoch, ma mokem atvira, vloimi mokemacha. That means our seams. So what's the difference between tearing the seams and making a hole in the kiss? The seam, our seams are very strong. No, their seams weren't too strong. So that was pshat in the Gemara's kasha. There's a very interesting Meiri. I do not know if places Emerson holds like the Meiri or not, but the Meiri says a very interesting yisai. And the Gemara asked the kasha v'ike. The Gemavika Mokim Chelme, so the Meiri says, V'yesh b'shulov Mokim Tvire, sheyeyoche la'achive, it's sewn there, so you can widen it, sheloi be'isr teire, without being Mechalo Shabbos. Shekol she'ev sheloi lasois b'loi isr teire, if he can take it out without being Mechalo Shabbos min ha'teire, Harei hu ke'osui, so we have to consider ke'ilu, it was opened up already, and ke'ilu he could take it out, he could take it out, and maybe it was koike. Hakol she'ev shaloi lasis elo be'isa, ein donin oisoi ke'osui. Af al pishu muhzik ba'veire, this person is a mechalu Shabbos, he's making a itzor, he's a ganef. But he says, segeit megonish don, ba'asher usham, he cannot take out the matveyes. If we'll be make a nuchel of Shabbos, be able to take it out. But he's not up to it. So the ma'aseh would not be considered So the Choshen Mishpat is totally in the Eirechayim. If I'll be Eirechayim, he can be Malchiv the Tviris without a Chilo Shabbos the Raises on Choshen Mishpat, he was kind already. But if he can't do it, so he wasn't kind in Choshen Mishpat either. Mavke Rashi says Koireya. Just wondering if Rashi holds like the Meiri also. He says Malchiv the Tviris. Rashi says you Koireya the Tviris. Okay, so but it's a problem. So the Gemara says that Philo took it out derech shulav. He is also koine because he could be mafke the tfiris. So the Gemara says benasre. So that means the Gemara has charote. It is not speaking about matbeis. It's speaking about a long piece of silver, and part of it is still in the reshus hayochid. So memele. So he wasn't koine. So finished. So Mamela, so when is he koine? When the whole kiss comes out together with the whole nascha, so then it comes b'basachas. Fraktige more v'kiven de ike shansen. The Gemara says, no, it's still not good. Since there are laces which tie the pi ha kiss, is mapik lay at pume, so he takes out the kiss, but till the opening of the kiss, Vishari, and he'll open up the knot, Vishokil, and he can take out. Vishansen agide migavoi, and Vishansen, the laces are still inside. So memele, so we have a kasha. So it's weiter, there's an agat kli. Very interesting. The Gemara holds that the laces of the keli, since they're mechubah to the keli, this is part of the keli. And if you hold agad kli shmei agad, so since the laces of the keli are still in the reshus hayochid, so it should be considered that the money wasn't taken out yet. So the Gemara says, well, here we have a problem. Lagabi kinyin, as soon as the kiss comes out, so lamaisa, you can extract the matbeis or the nasre from the kiss. So mamela, you were kinder than nasre. Aber legabi Shabbos, you weren't keine, legabi Shabbos, you weren't mechalo Shabbos yet. Because the shansen are still in the reshus hayochid. So the Gemara says on this two terutzim. Peretz number one, the leke shansen. There's no laces on this kiss. Peretz number two, vi bo yiseme de islay, u mecharche yilave. But the shansen are wound around the kiss. So Mamela, when you take out the kiss, you take out the shansen also. There is not a chelik of the shansen which remains in the reshus hayochid. You take out the kiss, all the shansen came out with it. Zogt Rashi, benasche shein chatichais aruchais, bechol zman shemikzosan bifnim, if a chelik of the shansen are bifnim, like come, so he wasn't, the chelik of the nascha was bifnim. Chos man shemikzasim bifnim. A chelik of the nascha was bifnim. Like honest, he wasn't kind of the nascha. Upachine v'kivin di keshansen ritzuis. Mapik layat pume v'shokel. So he takes out the kiss, still the opening of the kiss. V'kivin the motzel l'shkelinu. And since he could take out the nascha, but he can't, he was kind of the nascha. L'yin shabbos loy mechayiv ade mapik lo l'shansen. L'gabi shabbos is not chayiv till he takes out the laces also. The Al Yodai, because of the Shansen who are good Lishus Hayochid. Sharei lo Yotso, they did not get out yet. So the Gemara says in Mekache Yilave, that the Shansen are wrapped around the kiss, and Yochel lo Yitzi, you can't take out the kiss below Shansen. So if you took out the whole kiss, you took out all the Shansen also. Zog the Gemara weiter. Vechein Omarove. Loishanu elo vekupe meleya kishuyim ediluyim. So the chenom rova held like cheskiya. That the mission that says you are not chayiv till you take out the old kupe, speaking about a kupe meleya kishuyim ediluyim. Avo meleya chaldul chayiv alme kosova agat kli loishme agat. So we see that rova holds agat kli loishme agat. Abaya Omar Afilo Meleya Chaldul Ya also Potter Almekasova Agat Klish May Agat. So now we have Rava holds like Cheskia, and Abaya holds like Rabbi Yochanan. Zach the Gemara, come Abaya b'shitze de Rava, come Rava b'shitze de Abaya. Each one was so convincing in his argument that the other one agreed to him. And they mamish, they were machlef b'shitze. So Mamela, where were you up to now? So now we are up to, so Rava holds Agat Kli Shmei Agat, and Abaya holds Agat Kli Loi Shmei Agat. Frag the Gemara, V'rome de Abaya ad Abaya, V'rome de Rava ad Rava. So the Gemara says, I'm going to ask a stira of Abaya and Abaya, and a stira of Rava ad Rava. Ditma. Hamoitzi Peirois L'Rshus Harab. The person took out Peiris L'Rshus Harab. Abaya Omar Biyad Chayev. If the Peiris are in his hand, his goof is B'Rshus HaYochid, the hand is B'Rshus Harab, together with the Peiris, Chayev. So Abaya holds that Agad Gufoy Loishmei Agad. B'Keili Potter. But if it wasn't a keli, and part of the keli was mugit to the Rishus HaYochid, you are potter. So we see that Abaya holds agad kli shmei agad. We had just said now that kom Abaya v'shitzei derove, that Abaya holds now that agad kli lo shmei agad. So we hear the astire, and the Rishayim speak out that the Gemara knew that this memra was said after they were chayzer. So we have over here a stir in Abaya. Abaya says bekli potter. So Abaya holds agad kli shmei agad. And we just said before that Abaya holds agad kli lo shmei agad. Verava omar biyad potter. Rava holds agad gufoi shmei agad bekli chayev. Bekli is chayev. So Rava holds that Agat Kli Loi Shmei Agat. We just said before that Rava was Chayzen, Rava holds Agat Kli Shmei Agat. So the Gemara Epoch. So we should be Mahapach this Parais. The Epoch, we should be Mahapach the member of Abaye and the member of Rava. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Kom Abaye b'shitze, shneyem chozru b'divreyem v'chlifu, and they change. B'yad chayev mishiyotzu ha-peiretz, v'af al-pi she-gufoi b'rshus ha-yochid, even though the guf is b'rshus ha-yochid, v'emrinen agad gufoi shmei agad. V'chli poter kol zman sheyesh mitzus ha-kli b'beisa. Yeah. Biyad potter, the agad gufay, shmei agad. The yodai bosa gufay greire. Bechli chaye, bekoshe atarvayu, lemashe chlifu shitosa. After they were machlev, is koshe atarvayu. So what did the Gemara say? So the Gemara says, epoch. Now, what is pshat in the epoch? So there's a machlokes harishonim what pshat in the epoch is. Others learn pshat that the epoch is, we only had a problem in the din of kli. Abaye said kli is potter, and Rava said kli is chayit. So memele, so that was the problem. So the Gemara says epoch. So we're only mahapach the chelik of the member of kli. So we'll come out as follows. Abaya ma biyad chayev, bekli chayev. V'rova ma biyad potter, bekli potter. That's one mahalach in Rishayim. That was the whole problem. And others say, epoch, no. The zicha differentiated between yad and keli. That the one is chayev, one is potter. But we just switch around the set. Abaya omar b'kli potter, so it's the other way around. Abaya said b'yad potter b'kli chayev. And Rava says, b'yad chayev b'kli potter. That's so there's a machlekes a rishonim, and it comes out nafkaminis. How he passed me agad yad. Al koponim. So these are two ways how to learn pshat in the epoch. Frag the gemara. Vahosnan. Frag the gemara. I have a kasha though. Vahosnan. We learned in the mishnah. Poshad balabayis as yodai lochutz. We learned in the first mishnah in Shabbos. We have a man the yoma that says if the guf ha'odom is bereshus ha'yochid, the yad ha'odom is bereshus ha'rab. So the one man the yoma says the yad chayim, that we don't say that gufa that yodai bosa gufa greire. We don't say agad guf shmei agad. We say that the yad that is in the Rishus Harab, it's called Munach Rishus Harab. Frag the Gemara Vosnan, we learned the first mission in Shabbos. Poshet Balabayis, says Yodei Luchutz. The Balabayis stretched out his hand. And there was a keli with peiros in it. V'not al ha'oni mitoicho, and the oni took from it. Oishinos al l'soicho ve'hichnish, teitoch shneim pturim. That both of them are potter. Now, Hanegei Elonu, the Balabayis is potter. Now, why is the Balabayis potter? The Balabayis took a keli with peiros from the Rishus HaYochid. He stuck it out to the Rishus HaRab. And we say, Biyad Chayev that Agad Gufay Loish Mei Agad. So, Memele, so why isn't the Balabos Chayev? In the same way in the Seifa. And the Oni put the basket in his hand, and he brought it in. So he's taken from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYochid. So the Gemara answers, Hosom lemaila migimel, hochel lemata migimel. The Mishnah is speaking about that the Yad HaBalabayis is lemaila migimel. So memele, so then it is not considered munach b'Rishus HaRabim. In that what, the whoever says chayev, b'yad chayev, is speaking about lemata migimel. So let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Hosam lamaila megimel. V'taime, not because it's considered munach, we clear wegen the agad gufa ishmei agad. V'taime mishum de loinach. If it's lamaila megimel, so it's loinach b'shus harab. V'loin mishum agad gufa. Not als agad. Agad gufa lo ishmei agad. V'hoche lamata megimel. V'leke lamifterei. It is kilu munach in yen rishus. That is how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Let us see Taisus. V'rami da baye ad abaye. So Taisus says kimle lashas tachmils the ma'isit mebasa da hadabu. Or else we could say this was learned before, so there's b'chol no problem. Hosom lemaila migimu unehezek Taisus the lav shmei agat einach hanami. That agad gufay loy shmei agad. That the yad is not. Agabuch, I think the Chodesh Ha'oviv explains what the difference between agad guf and agad yad, and agad keli. He wants to say the agad gufay, the hand is flexible, is movable. The guf can stand in one place, and the hand can move around. So, mamela, the hand is not mishubed, is not dependent on the goof. So mamela, the goof can be Rishus HaYochid, the hand can be Rishus HaRab. Mashen came by a keli, it's all one shtickle. You can't move one without the other. So they say, Agat Kli, Shmei Agat. Lidach Kisi, he says, he can break the keli. So mamela, so this half of the keli can be outside, the other half can be inside. A yad that is naturally attached to the goof, that's one entity. So mamela, if the goof is inside, so the yad is ma'ugit to the goof. Al koponim. So Taisva says, Hosam lamaila migimel. The Mishnah is speaking about that Yoda is lamaila migimel. And the hey, the lav shmei agad. Even though we say lav shmei agad, hanoche leke. But there's no hanoche, the perish bekuntres. Hitsha harab olchon. Lerabe demuki masnisen bereish mechilten krabekive. The beginning of the Masechta, we had a problem. Why are you chayiv if you put it in the Yodei Shel Balabayis? you need a bokim dalad al dalad. So Rabbi said, the Vastisan, he says, Bereish Mechilton Krabbe Kive. The Oma Klute Kemisha Huncha Dami. That he holds Klute Kemisha Huncha. So Memele, even though it's Ba'avir, but it's Kemisha Huncha. Let's say it's Kemisha Huncha Ba'oret. Klute Kemisha Huncha Dami. Is Bahach Bove the Maisi Hoche. So Bezoi, in this case, if the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Kiva, and the Mishnah is klute kemisha huncha dami, is bahach bove the maisi hochi amai shnei pturim, why are both of them potter? Valoi lemai lo mi gimel Rabbi Kiva, kemai lemata mi gimel Rabbono. Paket klute kemisha huncha baoretz. It's like it's munach baoretz. So if it's munach ba'oretz, so memeila, so lamaila megimel is equivalent, like lamata megimel. It's ki lamunach ba'oretz. So memeila, so now we have a shreklich problem. So oitzi balabayis eshodi bachutz, if you hold agad, gufoy lo ishme agad, so why is the balabos potter? We hold klute kemisha uncha. So it's ki lamunach ba'oretz, als hanoche, there's no chesod. Als agad, we hold agad gufe loishmei agad. So why isn't he chayiv? Yeshleimer, the rabbi sova agad guf shmei agad. It's gavra gavra keromis. This was rabbi's akimte. So rabbi is not mishubit to hold that agad guf loishmei agad. He could hold agad guf shmei agad. That is one teretz. So then, that it's called upgetailed from the goof that is in another issue. But if it is lamaila migimel, so even though in lomdus we say klute kemisha hunche dami, but the din of klute kemisha hunche will not be oiker the yad from the goof. And then we say there's a chasoran of yadai basa gufa grire. Bislan lameima the shmei agad. Then we say Shmei Agat. Yom Perikamed the Yodei Bosa Gufi Gorir Och Lamata Migimel the Lav Shmei Agat. So the Lamaila Migimel, then there is a Chesaron of Yodei Bosa Gufi Gorir. Zok the Mishnah Vayter Hamoitzi, a person will carry, will take out Bein Biminoi. Say he's holding it in his right hand. Bein bismoyloi, so he's holding it in his left hand. Bisoy chaykoi, oy al kseifoi chayev, or he's on his shoulder, he's chayev. Shekain maso b'nei kohos. Let us see Rashi. Shekain maso b'nei kohos, bakosef yisol. They carried on the shoulders. V'yemin usmoyl v'cheik, oy rach are. So Rashi learned Pshat in the Mishnah as follows. If a person is carrying something in his right hand, you don't have to bring a raya masa b'nei kohos. That's if a keitzo is also, that's how you carry, right hand, left hand, cheika. So it would seem from Rashi that, but he's bringing, about it to carry on the shoulders, no, maybe that's not derech, and it seems that it's not derech keitzo. So, about masa b'nei kohos. By Masa B'nei Kohos, you see that they did carry on their shoulders, and the Psabot from the Rambam, and it's called Avoides HaKodesh Aleim, so it's called an Avoides, it's called a Meloche, so Memele, so you see, even though it's Lavulche. The Sasem is Tainus, he doesn't understand Rashi. He's Tainus, he says, what is he carrying on his shoulders? If he's carrying something heavy, some Memele, so... So then that's the oirech, that's how you carry something. Because that's the derech eitzah. If he's carrying something that's very light, that's not the derech, you don't, something that's very light, you don't put on your shoulders. So what's the raya from Masa B'nei Kohos? There they were carrying something heavy. Maybe the raya is from the oren. The oren noisei es noisav. So there, it wasn't considered heavy. For Pekin, they carried it. So could be that is Taka the Raya. Could be the Raya is from the Oren Taka. Masa B'nei Kohos. So that is the first pshat in Rashi. The first pshat in Rashi is that the shekain maso b'nei kohos is a raya on the last halacha that it says in the Mishnah, that carrying al tseifov is chayiv. That seems that's not Eirich Arab. U'b'shem Rabbeinu Yitzchak bar Yehuda motzosi. I found from Rabbi Yitzchak bar Yehuda she'omar b'shem Rav Hai she'mefurish b'hashas Yerushalmi, a different pshat in the Mishnah. U'pkud aselozo b'narin akoyim shemen amoyer u'kteires hasamim u'minches hatomid v'shemen amishcho. Shemon echod b'yemin, one shemon he held in the right hand. Shemon echod b'smayl, v'akteiris b'cheikoy, v'achvitim b'kosei. So Melis, so it seems that the raya is from all these darkei haitzor. That means Elazar was the one that he carried in one shot. He carried yeminoi, smolai, cheikoy, and seifa. La'achar yodoi. What if he carried it la'achar yodoi? So la'achar yodoi, Chdusheran says al gaba yodoi. He's carrying it up this way, on top of the hand, not on the inside of the hand. But not the derech haitzo. Biragloi, or with his foot. The pit in his mouth. Ube malfeikoi. Malfeikoi is either under the armpit, that Shitas Rashi, or Shitas HaTosfos says Malfeikoi is, he's carrying it on, with the elbow. So the Rishonim mask, it's very difficult, how do you carry it with the elbow? So they said he put something over here, in the elbow over here, and he put his hand next to the shoulder, that's how he's carrying it, he put something over here. That is the Malfeikoi according to Tosfos Pshat. Bi'oznoi, ubi'saroi, ubi'pundosoi. Pundosoi, we'll see, this is like a money belt, upi'olamata, but the opening of the money belt was facing down. So this is not derech haitzor. A person does not carry a wallet, if it's not zippered, and then it's facing down. So it's very interesting. So it's not the derech, since practically, that means that a person will not carry this way to ensure the security of the thing he is carrying. So, Mamil, that's not called Derech Hatzor. Bein Pundosei Lechalukai, he stuck it in between the Pundosei, this money belt, and his Chaluk. Or Bespas Chalukai, there's like a cuff on the bottom. Bimenolai Besandolai Potter. In all these cases, he's potter shaloi haitzi ki derech hameitziim. This is not derech haitzo. So Mamel is not derech haitzo, he is potter. Zot Rashi, malfeikoi, aishele. Aishele, we can look, we have here on the top, by the small aleph, if you look, this is going on taisvis, kude beloshen ashkenaz, eilboigin, the elbow, aishele beloshen ashkenaz, askelin, axelin, the shoulders, Ratzulay Matachas Akose, that which right underneath the shoulder, Shehu Beis HaShechi. So this is axelin, yeah. So that's Malfeikoi Aishele. So underneath the armpit he's carrying something. Pundosoi Eze Cholul, a gartel that is empty, that there's a cholul inside that you put money there, Apiolamate Derchitzobekach. I will be all of my law del chaitzor, because then it is more secure. Sfat chaluka isafa hatachtoina, type of a cuff that he has in the choluk. Zok taisvis, laacha yodoi beragloi. Lesvom de gorsi kilaacha yodoi, yeshleim de beragloi have a perish kilaacha yodoi. That's considered kilaacha yad. Mil girsa kamen ichetzvei, dochitanya bebreise bigmore, it is two cases, laacha yodoi and beragloi. Bemarfeikoi, hu shekoirin kude. This is the elbow. V'loikemoi shepirish bekunteris ishalish. That it is the armpit. Now, face is going to bring a few eyes. Midisnan beholois. The Mishnah says in the holois, remach evorim ba'odom. There are 248 evorim. And then the Mishnah starts reckoning goits. Shloishim bepisas hayat. In the hand alone, there are 30 Eivorim. How does this come about? Vav bechol etzpa. Each finger has 6 Eivorim. So, yeah. Shnayim, that's your 30. So that's Shloshim bepisus hayah. Shnayim bekone. Now, from the kone, from the yad, the next comes the kone. So, you have 2 bones there, 2 Eivorim there. Shnayim b'marpik, there are 2 in the elbow, echad b'zroya, you have 1 in the zroya, in the zroya, and shnayim b'kosev. So, shmashme, so it seems that the tana is starting from the fingers and going up till the shoulder. And the malfik is between the zroya and the kone. Mashme the malfik, hu lemato min hazroya. So it seems that the malpik is underneath the zroya, underneath the arm. So memele, and according to Rashi, it's over the zroya. It's right underneath the shoulder. V'chein bepeire ka'oimel mishkoli. The Gemara says in Elchin, yodi v'ragli olai. It seems he wants to be menadev, the value of the weight, or the displacement of his hand and feet. So how do you figure this out? Memalei chovis mayim. So you fill up a barrel full of water. Umachnis biyad ad ha'otzel. And you put the hand till the otzel. Uberegel ad ha'akuv. And the foot you put till the knee. Ula otzel korelei b'masnisin d'hosn b'malfeikoi. So we see otzel and malfeikoi are the same area. The Talgim, and we see also in the Talgim, Shalatzila Yodov, Maravke Yodei. Period. So now let's talk about Malfik. So it comes out that he puts his hand into the water till the Malfik. Now, Mashme Da'otzalai Nikude, Shehu Biyad Keneged Akuve Beregel. You see, just like by Regel, it's till the knee, till the joint that there's 2 chalokim in the regel, so it seems malfik is also the joint that divides the kone and the zroya. The perik beis dizvachim lo yachkeru b'yeza. One should not tie a gartel b'yeza. She'ein choygrin, so the Gemara says, inat choyger loy lemato mimosneim, not underneath the masnayim, v'loy lamaylo mi'atzileim, and not higher from the atzileim, elu keneged atzile yedeim. Keneged atzile yedeim. V'i atzile haynu ishlish, that means the armpits, sahayich yachkeru lamaylo mehem, so how could you be choyge over the armpits? It is a posik, you should not be choyge over the atzileim. So if it's over the armpits, so what, you're tying a gartel around your neck? The Beginning Shleiman, it seems the Rishonim answer that Rashi held that this whole area from the armpit till the elbow, that's called Malfik. That kufa is called Malfik. That's why it's called Atzilai, it's called Eitzel, this chelik is called Eitzel Gufoy. It starts from the armpit and the whole area till the elbow is called Atzilai Yoda. So Memele, the matter is what you're talking about. Einachanami. The Gemara in Zvachim is speaking about where the Atzilai Yoda ends, and that's by the elbow. Our Gemara is speaking about the beginning. Marfeike here speaking about the beginning, because Fakert, the Rishonim say it's more practical to say that the Tana is speaking about he stuck something under his armpits to carry it than to carry it with his elbow. So that's why they want to fa'emfa Rashi. And they bring a raya from Rashi to Rashi from a posik in Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah was in a boyer, and it says they lifted him up from the boyer me'atzila yodo. So it's zicha mestav, they lifted up from underneath the armpits, not by the elbows they lifted them up. That's a raya that they bring, l'shitas Rashi. Let us go for it. V'chein yesh lechiach mikan, the loike meforish, the mokem tefillin have a bekone lamata mimarpik. Someone said that the tefillin is underneath the marpik, the bechol mokem amrinen tefillin bezroye. That the tefillin is bezroye. That's what we had before. That's a seder, the kone, the malfik, and the zroya. Why the bepeka ima mishkoli porich hu biyad hada'otzo? You say when you want to measure the hand, you measure till the, he said yodi olai, so yodi is till the to the elbow. Yad goes higher. So we see that the muscle, the biceps, is also part of the yad. So if he said yodi olai, so you should put over the elbow. Umishani after the gemara diyaraisa kibayres kula lishne dikra. That's right. When the Torah says yad, yad goes over the biceps. Others wanted to say that's lamata mina malfik, so you see klonitazai, faker. That pshat, that lishne the Gemara said you should go further. That was pshat behind the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says you don't cheshbon with lishne de kro. Hamaiti mi piv. We learned that you are, that shalaika del chitzo, you are potter. That's called derech chitzo. Hani mi lo oichlam. Shedalkom leitzion befiv bishas achila. But other things are speaking about something that's not food, so then the fak is shalaika derech chitzo. Zok de gemor, omar avaloza. Hamoitzi masui lemailo miyasove toch. The person will carry something in his hand, and it is higher than 10 toch. Zok Rashi, maviroi ba'avir biyodoi. He is holding it ba'avir in his hand, but it's more than 10 toch over the Rishus Arab. Ve'einoi al tseifa. It's not on his shoulder. On his shoulder, if the chayfet is on his shoulder, so that will see for Masa B'nei Kohos. Vein al k'seifoi. That will see for the Mishnah, I'm sorry. Vein al k'seifoi. It is not on his shoulder. U'gavoyim inor et asore koma. And it is higher than 10 tfochim. Di b'munach al k'seifoi mas nisini. So that's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, amoitzi al k'seifoi yischayiv. And normally, since we're not speaking about midgets, so some of the Mishnah is speaking about someone that his shoulder is Mustama more than 10 tvachim higher than the Rishus Arab. Vafal piken yechayev. So al kaponim, so there the longest is Mustama, the shoulder is mechubel to the goof, it's all one entity. So memela, since the goof is munach ala oret, so memela, so even though the chayfetz lebnaise is not Rishus Arab, Rishus Arab is only oila at 10 tvachim. But since the chayfetz is al k'seifoi, and k'seifoi is mechuba legufoi, or is gufoi, and that's al ha'oretz, it's a din like it's al ha'oretz. But here we're speaking about it's biyodoi. The chayfetz is biyodoi. If it's biyodoi, so now maybe there's a svarot, and it's l'maylo me'asor, so it could be there's a svarot to say that it is not b'shus harab. And that is the chiddush of Rabbi Loz. Afal pikin is considered b'shus harab. Since Mistama Yodoi is also a chelik of Gufoi, the mele, the Gufoi is Bishu Sarab, so it's considered Bishu Sarab. For Hod is Nan, a Zerik Talad Amis Bekoisel, a Maila Miyaz Sorik, a Zerik Ba'avir. We learned that if a person is Zerik, a Maila Miyaz Sorik, that's not called Ma'avir Talad Amis Bishu Sarab. Because the Lamaila Miyud is a Mokim Tu, Alma Ein Lamaila Miyaz Sorik, a Shu Sarab. Tafke Zoyrik, that's Zoyrik, that means the thing is completely elevated from the Rishus Arab, and there's no chibur to the Rishus Arab. Avol Mavir Chayiv, the Alv Nekos B'Mishkan. Mavir is Chayiv, because we learn that from Nekos, the Mishkan is the Gemara's going to bring the Raya, that since Al Kaponim, they are on the Rishus Arab, So the chafetzim, which they are holding in alamaylam yisar, also have a din, ke'ilu debishu sarab. Shekain masa b'nei kahos. The masa b'nei kahos, they held kalim, we will see soon, and the kalim were lamaylam yisar etfachim from the oret, so you see that even though it's lamaila miyasor etvachem eoretz, you're also chayiv. The very choshev kasha that the Chodesh Ha'aviv asks on our Gemara. He says, now we're going to prove that the Bnei Kohos carried the Oren and the Mizbeach. The Kohen was lamaila miyasor. Fine. So the Shaila is, in fact, the Chodesh Ha'aviv, so what? That means like this. They made an Akira Mirshus HaYochid. They carried it. They put it down Mirshus HaRab. So Aphila will say, while they were carrying it, it was Lamaila Me'asore. So what is this worse than Hamaitzi Mechanus Leplat Yederich Stov? If a person is carrying from a Rishus HaYochid, and he goes through a Kalmelis, and he ends up by a Rishus HaRab, and he puts it down Rishus HaRab. So you also chayim. As long as you made an Akira b'shus ha-yochid and anocha b'shus ha-rab, you're chayiv. So what is the chayiv from the Bnei Kohos? The Bnei Kohos taka, while they were carrying it in the Rishus ha-rab, it was taka, could be, it's not considered in the Rishus ha-rab, it's called Ramokim Ptur. But as long as there was an Akira and anocha, so it could be, that's why you're chayiv. A very pertinent kasha. No one seems to make a psanesik out of it. That's the kasha. He says the Rai is according to Ben Azai, then Halach Kaim Edomi. But the Kasha is a very Choshev Kasha. But let us see again. Amar Rabbalos. Amoitzi Masa Lomai Lomi Asor Etvoch. Chai. Shkei Masa B'nei Kohos. U Masa B'nei Kohos Minolon. How do you know that the Masa B'nei Kohos was Lomai Lomi Asor Etvoch, the things that they were carrying was higher from the Rishus HaRabim Tentvoch? So the Gemara says as follows. So, Siv ala Mishkan v'ala Mizbeach. The Kloyim were Megin on the Mishkan v'ala Mizbeach. So, Makish Mizbeach la Mishkan. So we see that the Pasuk was Makish the Mishkan to the Mizbeach. Ma Mishkan Yudamis av Mizbeach Yudamis. The height of the Mizbeach was also Yudamis to me the Mishkan. Well, Mishkan gufa minolan. How do you know the Mishkan was Yudamis? Tachsiv eser amois oirech hakoresh. Because the oirech of the kroshim were ten amos. Tachsiv ayifreis eser oyel ala Mishkan. So we see the Mishkan was over the kroshim, ayifreis oyel ala Mishkan, it's also ten amos. The Omer Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu Pirsay. Mikanat alomait, goivon shal levim eser amos. The Levim were also tall as the Amos. The Gemara wanted to be medame all the Levim to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to spread out the oil on the Mishkan. He was 10 Amos tall. So Mestame, the Levim were also that tall. Later the Gemara is going to ding zech with that. Ugemiri, so Memele, they carried the Mizbeach. Now, these are 10 Amos, people who are 10 Amos tall, and they're carrying a Mizbeach that is also 10 Amos tall. No, they put it on the shoulders. The Moitais were on the shoulders. Ugmiri, the Chol Tune, the Midli B'Moitais. Every weight that is being carried with Moitais is still similar El. So there was a third over the shoulders. Utrei Tilse Militachas. So that means as follows. So you have to take out of, we have here a Mizbeach. We have here a Mizbeach, which is 10 Amis, tall. And let us say that it was put, the Moitis were on the shoulders. So if the Moitis were on the shoulders of the Levium, well now we have 10 Amis Levium. The Levium are 10 Amis tall. So let us say for practical purposes that the shoulders are 9 Amis. From the head, from the ground, 9 amis, and you have the moitis, so a third of the mizbeach is lamayla, and 2/3 are lamata. But we took away already a third of the goiva of the 10 amis. We took away a third of the goiva of the 10 amis, and we left over, the cheshbon, the chedush ramex, we left over with 2 amis and a third, which is yud dalet tfochim. That means that the mizbeach was 14 tfochim higher from the ground when they were carrying it. Now the Rishus HaRavim ends by 10 tfochim over the ground. And the Mizbeach never entered the Rishus HaRavim. It was 14 amas higher. Ishtakach, Havi, Midli, Tuvi, so it was much higher than the Rishus HaRavim. It was 14 amas tall. Ba'afal Pikein, It's considered Avodas HaKodesh. It's considered a malach. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. Asher ala mishkan bekalei achotzer mishtoi. Av mizbeach goivoy yud amis. The mizbeach was also told yud amis. Hutzach l'soy vivoy bekloim shol yud amis roich. Mani mekayim ay by the mizbeach nes v'gimel amis kamosoy misvasoy vivoy malach. It was 5 ames over the mizbeach. They were tes vav ames tall. That means 10 ames kineged the mizbeach, 5 ames over the mizbeach. Mekanda talome the kasalka daitoch shar halaviim nami gviya. They also were told like Moshe Rabbeinu. So Tilsa Mila'el, so there's a third Mila'el. The Kivin the Mizbeach Yud Amis, who Naisei Bekosev, Kedachsiv, Levnei Kohos Loi Nothan, Agolus, was a way to say Kosev Alein, Alevim Yud Amis, and they were Yud Amis told, Kimidulei Tilsa Lamailo Mereshayim, Oy Mikseifoi, Nimtza gavoya min oretz korev l'shlish al yud amis tavetu betvayoysa me yud tfochim. Now, they just want to shtikel ha'ore, even though Rashi said before there was no shaila, that something on the kosev, that zichu was no shaila, but here only the moites were on the kosev, but they were mechuyiv on the itzor of the mizbeach. The itzor of the mizbeach was not on the kosev, and this was l'maylo mirshus harabim. It was more than Yud Tfochim on the Rishus HaRavim. Rafal Piken, it's considered Avoide. So we see from the Avoide's Bnei Kohos that it is considered Mavir, the Rishus HaRavim, even though it is Lamai Lomei Asorah from the Rishus HaRavim.